listening to kink.fm.
Now locally owned and operated.
101.9.
Streaming live at kink.fm. This is KINK, Portland.
Kink.fm, N-O-A-R, Shattered, turned the car around from all sides. Dave and Sheila here in for the Friday post-Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Hey, sorry I won't be able to join you tonight at the tree lighting, but I'm off to see my dad in Utah. And I know that it's supposed to be kind of stormy weather for the holiday tree lighting, but guess what? We have had that same forecast the last 3 years, and somehow magically there's a window that opens up that makes it beautiful during that time.
It's a beautiful 75-foot tree this year. 25,000 people plus expected. This is going to be a party. I wish you could be there.
Yeah, so maybe just bring the umbrella, but hopefully you won't have to open it.
Pioneer Courthouse Square is where it happens. I will start looking for you at 5:30 this afternoon.
The Old Spaghetti Factory.
We wrote our names in the...
KINK. On your radio at 101.9.
And the Kink stream at kink.fm.
Playing music from then and now.
Kink.fm.
You're listening to Kink.
Kink.fm.
Kink.
Here's what's going on.
The holiday should be a magical time for all children, but for 26,000 Northwest foster kids, the holidays can be a difficult and lonely time. To help, Sleep Country USA is collecting new toys for local foster kids. Be a Secret Santa and bring some new unwrapped toys and games to Sleep Country by December 13th. Details at kink.fm.
There's a familiar name to usher in a new week. Monday, it's Morrissey in the Roseland Theater. If you'd like to know more, just head to the Kink concert calendar brought to you by Volkswagen. It's up on our website at kink.fm. You'll also find the What's Going On section and information about America's largest Christmas bazaar, which returns for the 27th annual show at the Portland Expo Center for booths of unique gifts and handmade decorations, all those toys and ornaments, jewelry. A lot of fun. It opens this weekend. It opens today and runs through the 29th, and then it will reopen December 4th through the 6th. And as I mentioned, it's the What's Going On section of our website at kink.fm.
Hello, I'm here to tell you that we're about to start another long music set on kink.fm. Let's do it.
We spotted the eye.
Kink.fm.
Now playing more music.
Wanna come back to me?
Kink.fm and Ingrid Michaelson, who's coming back to town December 1st.
Oh, I can't wait for this. I'm going to head over to Jimmy Max to see that concert. She's so good in intimate settings, and Jimmy Max is so cool.
It's so awesome. She's coming back just to play for the Kink community, and if you entered and you're a member of the audience, congratulations. We will see you there the night of the 1st. Here's Joe Cocker at Kink.fm.
I forsaken me.
Kink.fm.
At 101.9
Independent Radio, now locally owned and operated.
Live online at kink.fm.
You're tuned to KINK, Portland.
Kink.fm, and from David Gray, the new album Draw the Line, that is Fugitive here today. The post-Thanksgiving... A recovery session?
Yeah. This is a good time to be making your plans for Civil War, looking forward to all of the energy and enthusiasm that's coming this weekend. One of the things, Lane Transit is warning people that the normal buses that go to the games on Saturdays won't be running because they're serving commuters on Thursday, December 3rd. So what you want to do is make sure that you get signed up for one of the private coaches that have agreed to take people and shuttle them back and forth to Autzen Stadium. So make sure that you've got that on your calendar to get a reservation with one of those luxury lines. All the details up at kink.fm.
The average American adult.
The Old Spaghetti Factory.
Everyone knew her as Nancy.
101.9
Kink.
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 Artichoke Lindsay.
Dot FM.